This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved increase in minimum support prices for 14 Kharif crops for marketing season 2026-27. Addressing media after the Union Cabinet meeting in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the government has increased the MSP of Kharif crops to ensure remunerative prices to the growers for their produce.
किसानों के लिए एक बहुत बड़ा फैसला लिया गया
अ मेजर डिसीजन वाज टेकन फॉर फार्मर्स फॉर ऑल खरीफ क्रॉप द एमएसपी हैज बीन फिक्स्ड एट कॉस्ट प्लस 50% और इवन हायर विद दिस डिसीजन फार्मर्स विल रिसीव अ टोटल पे आउट ऑफ 2,60,000 crore रुपीज द एनुअल खरीफ प्रोक्योरमेंट फॉर दिस ईयर विल बी 824 lakh metric tons
खरीफ प्रोक्योरमेंट होगा 824 lakh metric tons
Mr. Vaishnav said the highest increase of 622 rupees per quintal in MSP has been recommended for sunflower seed, followed by 557 per quintal for cotton and 500 rupees per quintal for sesamum. He said for grade A paddy, the MSP will be 2,461 rupees per quintal, for Jowar hybrid it will be 4,023 rupees per quintal, for Bajra the MSP will be 2,900 rupees and for Tur it will be 8,450 rupees per quintal. The Union Cabinet has also approved a scheme for promotion of surface coal and lignite gasification projects with a financial outlay of 37,500 crore rupees. PM Modi has said that the Union Cabinet's decision of approving an increase in the minimum support price for Kharif crops for the marketing season 2026-27 will ensure that crores of food providers in the country receive fair and profitable prices for their produce. PM Modi will visit Abu Dhabi tomorrow as the first stop of a five-nation tour that will take him through the UAE, the Netherlands, Sweden, Norway and Italy between Friday and 20th of this month. Secretary West in Ministry of External Affairs, C.V. George, informed that on the first leg of his five-nation visit, Mr. Modi will meet UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. He said the two leaders will exchange views on bilateral issues, in particular energy cooperation, as well as regional and international issues of mutual interest. The CBI has arrested five accused persons in connection with the alleged irregularities and paper leak related to the NEET UG 2026 examination. The five accused persons in the case, three from Jaipur, one from Gurugram and one from Nasik, and several other suspects are currently being examined. The agency has also carried out searches at multiple locations across the country based on emerging leads. Government has given one-year extension to Director of Central Bureau of Investigation, Praveen Sood. According to an official order issued by the Department of Personnel and Training, the Appointments Committee of the Cabinet gave its nod for the extension to Mr. Sood as Director of the Investigation Agency beyond 24th of this month. In Uttar Pradesh, rain along with dust storm and lightning have claimed 43 lives in last 24 hours. Maximum deaths have been reported from Bhadohi district where 15 people lost their lives. 10 people died in Mirzapur, 9 people died in Fatehpur, while 5 people died in Badayun and 4 people died in Bareilly district. Maximum deaths happened due to incidents of lightning. CM Yogi Adityanath has taken cognizance of the incidents and asked the officials to provide every possible help to the affected people. The Assam government will introduce the Uniform Civil Code Bill in the State Assembly on 26th of this month. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma made the announcement while addressing the media after chairing the first cabinet meeting of his second term as Chief Minister. Mr. Sarma said the proposed legislation aims to address issues including the legal age of marriage, polygamy, inheritance and live-in relationships. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 6 wickets in Raipur last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.